a clarification, and I'm going to read this to stay on script, so to speak. So let me start here. It has been brought to my attention by the fellow elders that last Lord's Day evening sermon, there was a little portion in that that might have been a little vague, confusing, misunderstood, misconstrued. This is the portion. So if you were here, you heard this. This is a statement. I'll say this. I have many friends that I work with that are Catholic. I do not question their love. They are wonderful people. I believe many of them are saved. The Lord has saved them. But their doctrine, and that was the pause, their doctrine, as we have read, turns one away from the simplicity of the gospel. That's not the problem. So the problem that was brought to me is that statement here that I said, I believe many of them are saved. The Lord has saved them. That was a little bit vague. Now, let me clarify my statement. So I want to be upfront. So if there's confusion, if the elders bring anything to me, if we bring anything to each other, I want to make sure that that is clarified. So here's the clarification. I do not believe that the Catholic Church is a valid church. I do not. Luke will speak more of this, well, not necessarily the Catholic Church, but on this today. I believe its errors are serious and heretical. I believe it teaches a work-based gospel, which is no gospel at all. Therefore, the Catholic Church is no true church at all and must be rejected and called out for their heresies and deviations from gospel purity. I do agree, then, with our own confession in chapter 26. I will not read that for time's sake now, regarding the Pope especially. As I've said, my statement, however, was vague, and so I want to clarify that. So I ask you forgiveness for not being clear, and I want to correct any of those confusions. So here's the point that I want to make. What I intended to state was simply this: God can and does call his own by the gospel of Christ from the Catholic Church. That is, he saves people in, not by the Catholic Church.
Amen.
I was trying to express the statement perhaps from Calvin himself, where he says this: although the devil has long reigned in the papacy, yet he could not altogether extinguish God's grace, nay, a church is among them. Which church, you might ask? The universal church. Now, even with that, the universal church within them, I believe there are Christians then in the Catholic Church. By God's grace, he has called them, but he will call them out of the Catholic Church.
Amen.
But I further believe that as a true Christian, they will and must, by their own profession, leave the Catholic Church as a way of salvation. There is no other way but through Christ Jesus. Now, that has been my belief and always has been my belief. Simply put, I worded that poorly. I will also say that if you have listened to many of my sermons recent in the last year, you realize that I am no friend necessarily of the Catholic Church or Catholic doctrine. Nevertheless, that was a bit vague, so I wanted to clarify that statement. And I'm not going to open it up to questions. Just talk to me later if you have any further, because I want to let now.